and YDEM sheriff, we're facing surge from northern border. It'll take years to recover even if borders close today. By Ian Hanchett on February 14, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Fox & Friends First, Clinton County, New York Sheriff David Favreau, D., discussed the issues with migrants crossing the northern border and stated that from a law enforcement perspective, we know that if Congress today were to totally close the border and stop this illegal migration into our country, it would take a couple of years for us to be able to get back onto our feet. And that's a very optimistic look at it, probably upwards of 5 or 6 years. Favreau said, I'll speak specifically from a law enforcement perspective. We're seeing a significant increase in numbers and people that are incredibly desperate. And we all know what happens when people are desperate. They'll do just about anything to accomplish their own personal goals. The problem is, up here, there's a nor'easter coming up. Fortunately, we're not going to get a lot of snow. But we're starting to experience much more significant cold than we've seen in the last couple of weeks. In the nighttime, it's down into the teens. And with temperatures like that, you're not going to survive out in the cold very well unless you're fully equipped for it with insulated gloves, boots, hats, jackets. These people don't come prepared, and they're out in the middle of the woods with. Unfortunately, we've seen tragedies in the past with waterways that pass through those woods. And if they're not familiar with navigating that terrain, you can end up like one unsuspecting individual did, drowning. He added, none of this is humane. There's no doubt about it, and it certainly was not well planned. And, sadly, from a law enforcement perspective, we know that if Congress today were to totally close the border and stop this illegal migration into our country, it would take a couple of years for us to be able to get back onto our feet. And that's a very optimistic look at it, probably upwards of 5 or 6 years. And what we saw recently, with the attack on our colleagues in law enforcement down in New York City, was just repulsive. And it's somewhat alarming that our government can stand by and watch something like that happen and think that it's in any way remotely acceptable and not going to continue to be a larger future problem. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.